That's Yukon Blonde and the song called Stairway. It's Ottawa's alternative rock. Live 88.5. I'm Catfish Morgan. Live 88.5 startup and car crasher Jim Bray on with the startup this morning. Jim, what your thoughts are on the Toyota Camry that you had recently?
The Toyota Camry, I mean, this is sort of McCar, you know, it's in the generic, you know, one of the top selling cars year after year, and it's a fine car, but it's been traditionally very, very boring, and there's not necessarily anything wrong with that. I mean, people buying Camrys are buying Camrys not because they look like race cars or drive like race cars, but because they're solid, dependable, and efficient. And the new one, for 2012, they've got a whole new generation that is virtually new anyway. And I've always looked at the Toyota Camrys kind of as vanilla. You know, it's kind of it's an essential ingredient, but it's kind of bland, whereas I like butterscotch. This one I got was the Camry SE with the V6 engine, and my goodness, it is butterscotch. I really enjoyed this car. It was fantastic. It had good power. The interior is top-notch. I think it's the nicest interior in the class, and this is class of, like, going against the Volkswagen Passat, which I've always raved about their interiors. It's a fantastic car. It drives well. The suspension is nice and tight. It doesn't wallow. Now, this is the only one of the Camrys that I have driven. So there's also there's the basic LE, then there's the SE, and then there's the XLE. And I have heard that those ones may still wallow, but I can't say that because I haven't driven them. All I can say about this new Camry with the V6, with paddle shifters. Paddle shifters on a Camry. Can you believe that?
Wow.
And it's a fantastic car. It drives nicely. Again, it has an audio system I wasn't embarrassed to turn on. I mean, Toyota audio systems are generally pretty awful, and this one was really nice. I would buy this car. And $32,000, fully loaded, paddle shifters, V6 engines, that is cheaper than the Kia Optima, and it's a lot cheaper than the Volkswagen Passat.
All right. Well, Jim's thoughts coming up in just a moment on the Mazda CX-5. It's the Live 88.5 startup. Live 88.5. You sit there in the weekend, and that sunshine keeps going next week. Right now, 7 degrees in Ottawa. Live 88.5 car crasher Jim Bray on with the Live 88.5 startup. You can go to live88.5.com, click on the startup engine. You'll find his written reviews there. Great, great research tool for you. And Jim on with the startup right now. Jim, tell us about the Mazda CX-5.
Well, the Mazda CX-5, this is supposedly the replacement for the CX-7, which is a very nice SUV crossover, sort of their, I wouldn't really call it entry-level, but, well, I guess you could, sort of a cute ute segment. It'd be going up against vehicles like the Volkswagen Tiguan, the Honda CR-V, the Toyota RAV4, that kind of thing. And this is their brand-new one with the SkyActiv technology, which is Mazda's way of saying, zoom, zoom, who needs zoom, zoom? You can get gas mileage! And unfortunately, that's what I really found about this the CX-5. I really wanted to like it. I love Mazdas, and I didn't like this car. I drove it into the Rocky Mountains, and just through the foothills, you know, the 6-speed automatic transmission was always hunting and pecking for another gear because that 2-liter inline 4-cylinder engine, the SkyActiv thing, only puts out 155 horsepower, which might be okay in a Mazda 3, but when you're getting into a larger SUV-type thing, it's not enough. I really hate to say it, but the zoom zoom is gone in this vehicle. And you know, if they would offer a second engine choice, maybe put in a 6, maybe put in a turbo 4, I think that would fix it up. Because other than that, it was nice enough to drive. The interior is fine. It looks a little BMW-ish to me, which will please a lot of people. It doesn't please me because I don't really like BMW interiors, but that's just a personal choice. You know, I think they're trying to broaden their base with this vehicle and with the SkyActiv technology, and I think maybe some people who haven't looked at Mazda before may look at them, but I'm deathly afraid that they may lose some of their core. You know, some of the they may be not dancing with the ones who brung them because this car is not zoom zoom.
That's too bad. What's the price tag on that, Jim?
Okay, the one that I have been reviewing is the GT, which is the top of the line. So, I mean, it has everything. It has backup camera. It doesn't have paddle shifters, unfortunately. It could really use them. But anyway, it came in at $32,495 with everything. Now, not tax or freight or anything like that, but that's basically so about the same price as the Camry. And in this case, I'd say, unless you need, you know, the SUV, buy the Camry.
All right. Live 88.5 car crasher, Jim Bray. Thanks, Jim. And you can find his auto reviews at live88.5.com. Click on the startup engine. for the past reviews. It's 8:44 now.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
This traffic update is...